News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Irish teenagers are selling content on the adult subscription site OnlyFans because they get no money from their parents and it's easier than getting a job. At least that's what they are telling a leading charity. Fiona Jennings is the head of policy and public affairs at that charity, the Irish Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Children. Fiona, tell us, what are you hearing from these teenagers?
Good morning, Shane. Yes, so I suppose the first thing to say is just that it is very few that we've had contact with in the last couple of months or so in relation to this. Mm. And I suppose how they're presenting is that, you know, they might be annoyed with their parents. They don't have enough money themselves to buy, you know, whatever particular goods they're looking for, or their parents aren't giving them the money that they need to buy these particular goods. So, you know, they're telling us then that they're seeing other ways that is perhaps easier to get the money that they're looking for these particular things,
which is deeply disturbing. I'm reading also quoted in the piece I think it's in the Sunday Times. Ruth Breslin, a lead researcher in UCD at Sexual Exploitation Research Programme, suspects the number of Irish teenagers using OnlyFans is higher than has the numbers reporting to you, which kind of makes sense, doesn't it? If people are reporting to you, there's probably a whole lot of people who aren't reporting to you.
Oh, I've no doubt about that. As I said, like that, you know, I suppose part of what we do with the helpline is, you know, offer support and a listening ear to children and young people. But another part of it as well is that, you know, we try to monitor these emerging trends. And I suppose sometimes we're often the first people to hear about, you know, the different apps that children and young people are using. So they're only a tiny few that are coming through us.
To us, rather. I presume it's illegal up to a certain age to be on OnlyFans, is it?
Yeah, well, the OnlyFans app, I suppose it's marketed to adults. So if you go to the App Store and you're looking to download it, it will have a 17 plus age on it. But the age, it's a self-verification. So it's basically tick the box to say that you're over the particular age. And I suppose when we do see something that is 17 plus, you know, already that's indicative of that it'll be, you know, adult content, or it's content suitable for adults, and it won't necessarily have the safeguards in place for children and young people.
How worried are you? Because obviously, I mean, we don't want teenagers on OnlyFans.
No, we don't want them on OnlyFans, and we don't want them on OnlyFans for a variety of reasons. I suppose, first of all, for that particular reason that I said there, that it is indicative that it is for adults and that the content there is not suitable for children and young people. But also as well, we know from our colleagues in the InHope network of hotlines as well, that, you know, they've done some our investigation into it as well around the potential hazards and risks that children and young people are exposed to on it. And it's very much an app that can lure children and young people in to create this type of content. Now, granted, in respect to OnlyFans, like, you know, they have certain safeguards in place there, but they are quite easily, you know, children are able to bypass
them
quite easily.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay.
So I think
the message to parents this morning who are listening, Fiona?
I think it's to make yourself aware of what OnlyFans is and the risks and hazards that are associated with it, but also as well, find those opportunities to talk to children and young people about this, because we do need to understand a little bit more about what is drawing children into these types of sites and apps as well. And having those conversations is really, really important.
Okay. Thank you for talking to us. Fiona Jennings there, Head of Policy and Public Affairs with the Irish Society of Prevention of Cruelty to...
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.